wonderfully joined by the Erase Everything crew who are coming. Well, I've got one member actually, sorry, I should say, who are coming down for their Glass Souls EP release here on November the 1st. And how are you doing this morning? Yeah, nice to have you here on this fine morning. It's pretty chilly in Otipoti, but not as bad as we had yesterday. How are you doing over in Tamaki?
Tamaki was like really stormy this week, but today it seems to have settled down.
Nice. And for the, because when are you heading to Otipoti? You're coming down, you're playing Invercargill first.
We play Otipoti on Saturday, so we fly down tomorrow and we're going to play Invercargill on Friday night on Halloween and then Saturday down in Otipoti.
Very cool. And have you guys been down here before? I heard one of your members is from here.
Correct. We as a band have not played down here before. Seems crazy considering our primary songwriter Grant lives down in Otipoti. But I've been down heaps of times before with other bands I've done. So I love where you guys are and really looking forward to this. Yeah, and to play with some amazing local Otipoti bands.
Yeah, for sure. It's a very cool lineup. And for the listeners, I heard, because you guys play in a few different bands as well previously and currently, could you give me a bit of a rundown of what the project is, where you guys come from, what your sort of vibe is?
Sure, absolutely. So we started a couple of years ago. We have played in other well-known bands, which really just shows our age probably. I'm the past and still current singer for a band called The Bleeders, which is a punk band. We last played Otipoti like 2 years ago. So we sort of come down once a year or every 2 years. Our drummer is the singer of the band Pluto, Milan Boric.
Cool.
And then we have guys from bands such as Shit Ripper, Crap Date, and Fever Lake alike. So yeah, we've all played a bunch of music, but this one was a collaboration sort of, I guess we've all played in like indie bands and punk bands and bands like that, but we really wanted to do like something that was an homage to like 90s alternative. Probably initially we were kind of like down to do like a shoegaze band, but that kind of changed. We felt that that was really taking off and we very aware of trying to do our own thing and be current. And this was a couple of years ago. I just started to notice that everyone wanted to do shoegaze. So we sort of segued a little bit. There is an element of shoegaze to our music for sure. We wear our influences on our sleeves. But yeah, 90s alternative. Think like Smashing Pumpkins, Hum, a little bit of shoegaze stuff like My Bloody Valentine kind of mixed in with Chelsea Wolf. A little bit of everything. Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Sounds super, super exciting. I feel like I've heard of, I hear of so many people who are in that band Shit Ripper, which is such a funny name. There's like Simon, who lives down here, played in that. And then the last time I did an interview on here and did sound for some people, they played in Shit Ripper as well. Feels like it was a revolving door punk hardcore band.
That's right. Dick Move has members. lots of bands have sort of come from that.
How have your like previous projects all come to influence what you're doing now? Like you said, now we're working with the intention of creating some sort of vaguely 90s alternative stuff, but you've come from a variety of backgrounds and obviously you have some of those hardcore and punk sensibilities too. How does that come into creating this?
Yeah, that's so true. Really when it comes to doing 90s influence alternative, it's just really again showing our age. We were teenagers in the 90s, early 2000s, so that's the music we grew up on. It doesn't matter if you're into punk or hardcore or metal or indie. It was kind of like we all grew up on Smashing Pumpkins and Hum and bands like that, huge influences to us, Sonic Youth. And so really, that's always been the basis of what we're into before we even found these underground subcultures. So I think really, it's hard for one person to speak for everybody, but I feel like we'd all done different styles of bands, but we all deeply wanted to do something more of that alternative genre. And as I said earlier, we all love shoegaze, but we are very mindful of doing something original. So that's probably where like our punk and hardcore influence are worn on our sleeve. It's kind of heavy, little bit raw in parts, and I don't believe, I could be wrong, I don't believe like we sound like anyone else. You can't listen to Erase Everything and say, that's a My Bloody Valentine ripoff band. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, yeah.
Cool, cool. And you've got the song Kiadra for us, which I'm very excited to play. Can you tell us about that track in particular?
Yeah. Again, I mean, I think that was the one where we really started to sort of embrace a little bit more like sort of melody to what we're doing. It wasn't sort of droney. As our first demo was a lot more droney. Kiadra kind of brought in a little bit of melody. Not so much of the vocals, they're pretty droney, but guitar wise and using, you know, delay and reverb. Lyrically, I mean, I'm into Dharma, I'm into Buddhism, and it's just kind of like, I don't really go too deep into that. I think it's up to people to kind of like look that up themselves maybe, but it's kind of like talking about kind of how I view the world and that, you know, it's really just one big dream.
Cool. So do you write all of the lyrics? Like, is that, do you have control of that? Is that kind of a sphere that you put a lot into?
I don't solely take control of it. I would say I do write 90% of the lyrics. The opening track on our EP, Glass Souls, was a collaborative effort between me and Milan. Milan, obviously a singer in his own right, with Pluto. So he kind of came up with the original vocal idea, and then I worked with him on kind of making it more fit how I do things and how we do things as a band. So we collaborated, and Grant, our guitar player who lives in Otipoti, is also son of a band. So he contributed on another track that we haven't released yet, but it's predominantly me, but you know, I don't gatekeep on that. That's for sure.
Cool. And what sort of things do other people bring to the band? Like, do you feel the influences of what their previous, styles are? Do you feel like, are you guys all kind of fighting to, I mean, if you've all played in so many projects before, are you guys all fighting to bring in ideas, or do you feel like it, you end up kind of coming up with one thing and you all manage to work together and follow along each other super well? Is it is it a big, I don't want to say an ego fight of ideas, but you know, like, do you all have cool ideas you want to throw in? Or
that's a great question. I think we do all have the freedom to contribute. It's a democracy. But I mean, I will say, I'm sure the others wouldn't mind me speaking to this, that Grant, our guy based down in Otipoti, because he's down your way, he kind of writes the majority of the musical stuff, like the riffs and the songs. And then he sends it to us, and then we work on it. We're kind of based as a four-piece band in Tamaki jamming, and then he'll come up for writing sessions or recording or shows. So it is predominantly his stuff, but he gives us that freedom to, you know, our guitarist, Matt Berry, has also contributed a lot of riffs, or he might just kind of have a take on a certain part of a song, and Grant's really welcoming to that. And as me, you know, like, I definitely get a blank canvas to work on my vocal and lyric ideas, but, you know, Grant, having multiple singers in the band is great, because they can be like, that's cool, but what about this? And I love that. It's all about collaboration for us.
Yeah, it gives me that Sonic Youth vibe, having two singers or multiple singers. It's a great way to be able to bounce off each other, and you don't get sort of stuck in one aesthetic sensibility or one timbre or something as well.
Absolutely.
And so what can you see coming out of you guys in the future? Is this part of a bigger project? Are you allowed to tell me about that? Or are you,
have
you got ambitions to do more of more writing, more recording, or more touring, or changing the sound?
100%. We're a band. We're not, you know, we've all got day jobs.
Yeah.
We've all got other bands that we do as well, but we are a band more so than a project. Mm-hmm. I think it started as a project. We're open to see where it would go. But I think sitting here today, talking to you on the radio, knowing that we're playing Otipoti in the weekend, you know, we're playing outside of Tamaki now. Our debut EP, our four-track EP, comes out today on Sun Return.
Yeah, awesome.
So that's the start of something, and we're actually writing and demoing for an album next year. So
awesome.
I think it's the start of something really exciting and special, and I hope that we can get an album across the line next year.
Cool. Yeah, I've given this Kiadra a really listen, and I really like the track, but I can't wait to hear the rest of the EP out today as well. I'm a huge fan of everything out on Sun Return, so it's awesome you guys are on that as well. It's just such a cool label with a bunch of forward-pushing artists in different directions as well.
Sure is. Super eclectic, lots of variety on the label, and you know, the biggest thing that impressed me about Zach when I met him is he's just in it for the right reasons. He's a genuine music fan. Mm. You know, whether you're smashing it or whether you've got 20 fans, if he loves the music, he's behind you. Which is great.
For sure.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I really appreciate chatting to you, and I can't wait to listen to more. It sounds like a super, super cool project. Hopefully I'll get to catch you on the weekend.
Thank you, Fee. Appreciate it.
Have you got any last words for the people of Oti Poti?
Just come on out. Yeah, Bunchy's Big Score and Uno Juno, I mean, two amazing bands.
Yeah.
You know, we might be headlining because it's our tour, but those bands are amazing local bands, and no doubt will bring out more people than we will. But just think of it as a collective. What a great show. Mm. I really can't wait to see those bands live for the first time. It's really an event. As far as I'm concerned, it's an event of three really great bands. And just come out and have fun and come check us out. We appreciate the support. We've come a long way.
Yeah, for sure. I was thinking when you were saying earlier about you guys growing up in the 90s hearing those bands, and then there's now bands like Uno Juno who are doing some of those 90s sounds, but they're all in their early 20s, and they kind of grew up hearing the influences of that, or like a new revitalization of that stuff, like you were saying with shoegaze. And it's pretty awesome to see get to see like different brackets of people like with their different takes on the same kind of eras and genres of music, because Uno Juno have been super awesome local band, and getting people listening around the country too.
I agree. I think it's amazing. It can only be good for everybody. Putting a different spin on things from the past, you know. Mm. I might have been a teenager in the 90s, but then we would all be listening maybe to Led Zeppelin, which before we were. This is how this works, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Cool. All right, awesome. Thanks so much, Angelo, for coming on. It's been really nice to chat.
Thank you, Theo. I appreciate it.
All righty.
Take care.
See you later. Cool. That was Angelo Munro there. From the very cool band Erase Everything, and now we're going to play their single Kiadra, which I'm very keen to check on. Super cool chat, and definitely go check out their band with Uno Juno and Bunchy's Big Score at Pearl Diver, and that is on Saturday the 1st of November. You're listening to Te Reo Irirangi Kotahi on the Late Breakfast Show, called Fitaku Ingoa, taking you through a bunch of tunes, because sadly, Zach, our wonderful brekkie host, is sick. But I made it, I'm here, and it's been cool so far. This is Erase Everything with their track off their brand new EP. The song is called Kiadra.
Find more of them at our